The essence of the light is to guide our walk. There can be problems outside us. There must not be problem within. Don't protect corruption. Don't edge corruption. Don't face corruption. Expose it. Let light shine on it.
The words that I speak unto you are spirit and life, meant to make you grow. The light of God shines in every heart that desires to know God in His true nature. You are welcome to this divine feast at the table of the Lord as we journey from one level of faith to another by the revelation of the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ. Through His minister, we believe you'll be richly blessed.
Father, we give glory to your name. We exalt you. We adore you. Thank you, Jesus. We thank you, our Lord Jesus. We thank you, Ancient of Days. We adore you. We bless you because you have been blessing us, and you will yet bless us tonight. I ask, O God Almighty, for mercy. Help me, Lord, to speak as your oracle in the name of Jesus. Help me, Lord, to bring a blessing to your people in Jesus' name. Amen. Praise the Lord. I thank God for this meeting, for the progress we are making. Once again, I want to greet all the ministers present. I'm sure I have a very short time so that the man of God, you know, the real man of God, will come and bless us. Amen. So I appreciate everyone seated. Because of time, I will not be able to mention names, but I welcome all of you in the name of Jesus. Thank God for what we are hearing in our days. We are hearing salvation. Hallelujah. We are hearing because it is the time of salvation. It is the hour of salvation. And like I was saying in the afternoon, that one thing that is key to salvation is obedience. Nobody can inherit salvation except you obey. Hallelujah. Let's quickly look at Hebrews chapter 1. I'll read from verse 1. Hallelujah. One thing I see the Lord doing to us in this season. You know, from the time we got born again, we began to learn how to rely on words. How to live by words. Praise the Lord. It's very difficult to live by words. Praise the Lord. When we're coming, we're talking, we're saying something that it's very easy to do religion. It's very, you can be in church for many years and you'll be doing religion and nothing will shift in you. Nothing will change in you. Now, the essence of salvation is that your person is altered completely. You must be altered. You can't remain the same. And the means by which God changes us or alters us is words. You must be able to relate with words, to rely on words. It's very difficult to rely on words. Praise the Lord. Meanwhile, in those words, the words carry, not just mere words, they carry substances that if a man will live by them, you know, Jesus said to the devil when he told him to convert stones to bread, he said to him, he said, man shall not live by bread alone. Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word. Man shall live by what? Every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God. Is a difficult life to live. God has to help you to live by words. You can ignore words. You can despise words. Because you know, that's the way we talk. And God told me. You don't know that what you are saying, that God told me. But you know, the way we talk about it, we don't know the weight it carries. We don't know the weight of what God says. So you can talk about, say, he said, about 2 years ago, God told me that thing. So what are you doing with it? What are you doing with it? That thing that he told you 2 years ago, you have just kept something that is meant to make you to make progress. By keeping it under your pillow, you have stopped your progress. You have stopped your transformation. Let's quickly look at Hebrews chapter 1, from verse 1. God, who at sundry times and in diverse manners spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets. He spake in time past unto the fathers by the prophets, hath in this last day spoken unto us by his Son, whom he had appointed heir of all things. I told us in the morning that our salvation is our inheritance. Salvation is an inheritance. And for you to inherit salvation, things must be spoken to you. Praise the Lord. It is by the speaking of things that we inherit salvation. So the Bible says Jesus Christ was appointed heir of all things. How was he made heir of all things? They spoke things to him that he obeyed, that he lived by, and he gradually inherited. Gradually inherited. You see, words graduate from one level to another. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Words graduate. We have the words, we have milk, which is a kind of word. People like to stay at the realm of milk. But everybody knows. My Pastor Mayowa, one hot afternoon, after a hard day's job, you got home to meet your wife. Very, very hungry. You are hungry. You worked all day. Lo and behold, your wife brought a glass of milk to you and said, "My husband, take, drink. This is your lunch." How does that sound? Say, this is, just milk, no bread, just milk. Say, Abi, you want, how do you want it, warm or cold? Say, eh? He said, what else is going with this? A glass of milk, this glass of milk, pure milk, not diluted, is not even good for an adult. It's too much for an adult. Of course, it will take dealings of the Holy Ghost for you not to daleru that afternoon to say, Kilode, are you okay? Say, I say this is your lunch. So an adult, but a child that is hungry, you can put milk in that child and that child will be okay, satisfied. But when he's taking the milk, say, he'll be throwing legs and he'll be sleeping. Will sleep very well because at that level, that milk will satisfy the child. So I said, words are ingrates. Praise the Lord. At a point, a child can live by milk and it is okay. But at some point, you are a mother, you are raising a child, you have to introduce cereal. Some children, by the fourth month, so you can't survive by milk alone. They have to take, the mother will give them ogima pami, ma pami konsum loru. So it is in the realm of the spirit. At some point, you take milk and you survive and exist by milk. After some time, they move you to meat. So, but some people in Christendom, they want to live all their lives on milk. God will do it. God can do it. The God that can do it. Yes, he can do it. He does it even with meat. Just that the ways are different. With meat, you learn ways of God doing it. And you focus on learning ways. Praise the Lord. So what am I saying? Words must graduate if we want to make progress. What you live by must change. Praise the Lord. So I said, Jesus Christ, the Bible says, he became heir of all things. He was appointed heir of all things. And by that appointment, hallelujah, that inheritance, he became the brightness of God's glory. He became the brightness of God's glory, the express image of his person. Now that is a saved man. That's a saved being. You become something. Salvation makes you to inherit God. He inherited all things that he inherited are not all things created. They are all things God. All things that are of God. The Bible says he pleased God that in him all fullness will dwell. it pleased God that in him all fullness will dwell. Say, the fullness of the Godhead bodily dwelleth in. So it took that fullness to make him the brightness of God's glory, the express image of his person. Fullness, praise the Lord. So when he became this, Bible says, because of what he became, what he inherited, he became so much better than the angels. Praise the Lord. Another place says, he was made higher than the heavens by reason of inheritance. Now, the Bible says, he is now the one that God has appointed to speak. He is the one God has appointed to do what? To speak to us in the last days. Now, we said these speakings, you cannot hear him at this frequency if you have not heard him at a lower level. To give you stature, because what he will be speaking now in this time, they are different from what he has been speaking before. So, verse chapter 2 of that same Hebrew, to know what he is speaking. Bible says he is the high priest of good things to come. What he is speaking to us at this time are the things that made him up. Therefore, we ought to give the more earnest heed to the things we have heard, lest at any time we should let them what? Sleep. Are you seeing what I'm saying about words? They sleep easily. I see the training that God is trying to give us these days is ability to hold on to words and not let them sleep. Because those words, they don't come as thunder. At times, words come just by understanding, comprehension. You are reading your Bible, you are listening to ministration, you are beginning, you are seeing some things. God is extraying some things to you. Don't let it sleep. That thing can sleep easily. How will it not sleep? You hold it and begin to attend to it. Begin to do it as you are saying it. At times you might need to write it down. At times that understanding, opening of your eyes that you just get during ministration, at times God can just narrow down a word to your situation. You have just heard word. No one will talk about hearing word. You think you hear one audible voice. No, it doesn't come like that. It's not coming like that. At times it is instruction. At times it is by correction. Don't do it that way again. Now, these words are coming at a high frequency. And they are very, very slippery. You can forget it. When you forget it, let's see what you have forgotten. For if the word spoken by angels was steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience received a just recompense of reward. Words spoken by angels. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation? You remember, God told me this, you know, and he told me, oh, see that thing he told you? So great salvation. That thing he told you, he has just given you something that will save you. You know, the way we trivialize words, when it comes to this realm, you have to take heed so that they don't sleep. Because when he sleeps, salvation has just slipped. When you hold it and you do it, you have just done salvation. You have just inherited salvation. Now the high... Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now the high priest, at this level of speaking, before you come to this level, he's speaking to you as Christ. He will speak substances that are inside him. Jesus Christ is an heir of all the tidings, good tidings, so only milk you, he has it. Good tidings of peace, he has it. Good tidings of good, he has it. What made him complete is because he has all the tidings, and he speaks them to us at the level that we are. When you are at the level of receiving good tidings, he will come to you as a bringer of good tidings, and he will use it to raise you. After raising you, he turns to a bringer of good tidings of good. Now you see him as a high priest. He wants to receive you. Praise the Lord. So he said here, don't let the words, he said, you should do what? Let us therefore do what? Take heed. I said, one thing I discovered the Lord is doing to us, our hands need to be trained to handle words. Our hearts need to be trained to hold on to words, to yield to words, because you are meant to live by words. Words are meant to alter you as you yield to it. You will no longer trivialize words. We can trivialize words. A lot of words have come that they have slipped. And at times when words come that will change you, the devil will come and put pressure on you to make sure you drop it. Pressure. He will put pressure on you until you drop that word, because that word is so important for your life, and he doesn't want you to pay attention, doesn't want to take heed. So he brings, so God, we need to train us on how to handle words, because if you don't know how to handle words, you cannot inherit salvation. Words bring salvation. Speakings, what they communicate to us is salvation. John chapter 17 said, this is life eternal, that they might know thee, the only true God, and Jesus Christ whom thou hast sent. Now, knowledge is communicated through speakings. There's no way you can know except it be spoken to you. He said in 1 Corinthians chapter 2, he said, the things eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has he entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for them that love him. He said, but God has revealed them to us by his Spirit. You know, he said, for what man knoweth the things of a man, save the spirit of a man that is in? Even so, the things of God knoweth no man, but the Spirit of God that is in him. He now went to say, talk about the things that he has prepared. Said they are the things of God. Yea, the deep things of God. He now said these things of God. You know, we've said it. Things of God means the things that made up God. The things that constituted God. How are they transferred? He said, which things we speak. Which things we speak with words which the Holy Ghost teacheth, comparing spiritual things with, which means the things of God can be scooped by the Holy Spirit, and the way they will transfer it to you is by speaking. So when words are spoken to you, it is not just mere words, it is words that is pregnant with substances of God. Which things we speak. He now said, go back to that Hebrew chapter 2. Hallelujah. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken? Great salvation. Salvation is spoken. Salvation is what? So if you don't take heed to what you hear, you are missing salvation. They are spoken. Said, which things we speak. So when the Lord is speaking to you at this time, you know it is a time of salvation. Especially when you have been raised by the words of Christ. So let the words of Christ dwell in you richly. Words of Christ. We have learned what the words of Christ will do to you. They will raise you a godly man. They will raise you a holy man. They will raise you a spiritual man. The words of Christ. Ready to hear the words of salvation, which are the words of God. So words of salvation are words that carry the essence of God, the nature of God. So that nature can be spoken. The only way it is transferred is by speaking. Which things we speak. That's why the Bible says you should not forsake the assembly of yourselves together. As you see, say, exhorting one another, as you see the day approaching. Why do we come together? To come and hear speakings. God raises people who can hear him at a frequency that you might not be able to hear him. And that raising is actually the gift of Christ that God has put in the church. What the gift of Christ in the church is meant for, they are equipped to take things to give to the church. Knowledge. He said, till we all come to the knowledge of the Son of God. It takes the gifts given by God to take knowledge, to use it to raise the church. Hallelujah. Amen. Till we all come unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Full Christ is a high priest. Full Christ is a Son of God. Knowledge raised him. That knowledge that raised him is the same knowledge they will use to raise us. Hallelujah. But it's being communicated by what? When you go to chapter 15, it says, speaking the truth in love may grow up. Speaking may grow up unto him in all things. Why? This truth is what they use to grow him. He said, we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father. He's full of grace, which means he's full of truth. He's full of grace and truth, which means he's full of the knowledge of the Father. Full. So what they used to raise him, they will speak them to you. What am I saying? I'm trying to achieve something this evening. Our attitude towards. If we are going to inherit salvation, your attitude towards must change. When you are hearing words, you know how a goalkeeper will catch the ball. Nothing can collect it from him. Because the destiny of that of his team depends on him being able to catch the ball. Your destiny depends on you being able to catch words and hold them. Don't joke with words. I say your destiny. It depends on your ability to catch words. Number one, you must be able to catch words when they are coming. And then you must be able to hold them. You must be able to say, if my words abide in you. If my words abide in you. So it is one thing to hear the words. How does it abide in you when you catch it and then you do it? Our life is dependent on our attitude towards. Spoken by this high priest. What made him up are the things he will speak to us. If you hear other things, you will not arrive at salvation. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So let's continue. Hebrews chapter 2. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost, according to his own will. For unto the angels had he not put in subjection the world to come. This is wonderful. The world to come, whereof we speak. Whereof we do what? The world to come, whereof we do what? You know, in Hebrews chapter 6, he was talking about people who are partaking of the powers of the world to come. How did they come to partake of the powers of the world to come? They spoke words. They spoke the word to come to them. Those words of salvation. You know, Jesus Christ is not a being of this world. is a being, is an entity of the world to come. So when he's speaking to you, he's speaking the things of that world to come, which means you can bring the world to come to this present by speaking. That is, the things that made up the world to come, the constitution of the world to come, can be spoken. In fact, it's what we should be speaking. Hey, if somebody is speaking to you this world, the person is robbing you of your inheritance. If all you hear is about this world, he's robbing you of your inheritance. Your inheritance is the world to come. Because Jesus Christ, the brightness of God's glory, the express image of his person, is not an entity of this world. It's an entity of the world to come. And look at the apostle said, the world to come of which we speak it. We can bring it into this world by speaking. You can be in this world and you can be enjoying the constitution of the world to come. In fact, that is our world. But it has to be spoken. Hallelujah. That's how they bring it. How do you get the revelation of the world to come? It is by understanding. You just understand this is the constitution. The world to come is constituted this way. Our calling is so high. Don't let anybody make you a mundane person, a being of this world. Look at the kind of things they are speaking to us. The world to come. So great salvation. Hallelujah. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. What I'm after this night is to configure that heart, to make the heart serious about words, to change your attitude to what God says. One thing I tell myself, when God speaks something to me and I'm not quick to obey it, I tell myself I am delaying salvation. Salvation is tied to that word that you kept under the table. No salvation when there's no word. You are delaying salvation. Hallelujah. You know, you can keep words. You can refuse to obey words and be doing other things. That is, you are doing sacrifices. Sacrifices and offerings thou wouldest not. My ear have you opened. What God wants you to do is what he is saying. So he opens your ears so that you can hear. Because your salvation is tied to what you hear. In burnt offerings and offerings, sacrifices for sin, you don't have pleasure. I said it at the beginning. We can engage in religion. We can engage in activities all our life and not touch salvation. Because what brings salvation, you must hear something. You must hear salvation so that you can do salvation. Hallelujah. You must hear salvation so that you can do salvation. Don't engage in activity. Tell yourself, as long as I'm not obeying God, I'm not making progress. As long as I'm not engaging the words that are spoken, I am not making progress. Anything I do outside what is spoken is a lie. So you must place premium on what is being spoken. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What is being spoken communicates to us his ways. Communicates to us commandments of eternal life. It can be so simple, but when you let it slip, then you lose. I remember some time ago, you know, we had some crisis and, you know, I was pushed to the wall because the person that was talking, I had some secrets that till tomorrow I have not said it. That I could have said, according to me, the thing came, said, you are keeping quiet. That's why people are believing this thing. That's why people are strong. Stand up and begin to talk your own. And the Lord said to me, don't spoil anybody. This is someone that is spoiling me. Because when I release that thing that is in my hand, when I release it, there will be end to all strife. It is an interballistic missile to defend myself, my integrity that was at stake, my name that was being spoiled. The Lord said, don't spoil anyone. Anyone that he says is somebody that has been spoiling me. He now said something. He said, what is at stake is eternal life. Say, what is at stake is eternal life. Say, and the commandment of eternal life is love. Say, that is what is at stake. Now, the devil has come to steer this camp so that we can walk out of love. It was very easy to forget that we are after eternal life. That we are pursuing eternal life. The pressure was too much. Our gaze was no longer on eternal life. Our gaze was on Omboru Komije, Omba Ministry. Meanwhile, the devil is hiding, and the Lord came and spoke. Now, that word, he wants you to keep it. Because he made it clear, what is at stake is eternal life. That is, salvation is at stake. Because there is no eternal life without inheriting salvation. In fact, inheriting salvation is inheriting eternal life. Now, after those words were spoken, the pressure mounted so that I can break that commandment. The pressure mounted. More words were being spoken, and I had to struggle not to talk, because what is at stake is eternal life. Eternal life is at stake. So it was not a human being that was attacking us. It was spirits who hide behind a human being, and then you will be justified to walk away from eternal life. You justify yourself. Ah, hele ipo o le tin ba soro o ma boruko mi je shani. So when words come like that, you have pressures, you have reasons why you will throw that word away and disobey it. But God will help us from now on. We will pay attention to what is being spoken. You will keep words. You will keep knowledge that you receive. You see, when you hear and you don't do, you will not be fruitful. You will not be blessed. Let's go back to that Hebrew chapter. Hallelujah. Give me the next verse. Okay. Whereof we speak, yes. But one in a certain place testifies, saying, what is man that you have mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visitest him? Yes. Thou madest him a little lower than the angels. Thou crownest him with glory and honor. And this set him over the works of your hands. Yes. Thou hast put all things in subjection under his feet. For in that he put all things in subjection under his feet, he left nothing that is not put under him. But now we see not yet all things put under him. But we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, that he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. For it became him by whom are all things, for whom are all things, and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory. Many sons unto glory. Now, I told us, this realm of speaking is spoken to sons. Sons in a measure who have not come to glory. Sons who have not been perfected. Words of Christ was spoken to them to make them this kind of sons. Words of Christ that they heard. I told us words are in progression. That they heard made them sons. But they needed to be brought to glory. And the way they will bring them to glory, let us see it. In bringing many sons unto glory, that is bringing them to salvation, bringing them to perfection, bringing them to nature of the Father, divine nature. Hallelujah. To make the captain, is the captain of their salvation, perfect. He too was made perfect. You remember Hebrews chapter 5. though he were a son, yet learnt he obedience by the things which he suffered. And being made perfect, though he were a son, he needed to be made perfect. He became the author of eternal salvation to them that obey him. To them that obey him. How do you obey him? You obey what he's speaking to you. You obey his declarations. Hallelujah. And being made perfect, he became the author of eternal salvation unto all them. Not unto all them that hear him. Unto all them that obey him. But you must hear him to be able to obey him. Hallelujah. Now go back to Hebrews chapter 2. Yes, the next verse. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one. You see, these sons, they have been sanctified by faith that is in the Lord Jesus. By faith they've been sanctified, which means these people that are being spoken to at this pedigree are those who have lived by the revelation of the faith that is in Christ Jesus. That faith, don't forget it, don't joke with faith of the Son. If you joke with faith of the Son, you are denying yourself of salvation. Faith will sanctify you and make you ready to hear higher sayings. Paul was talking to the Hebrew church concerning Melchizedek. He said, of whom we have many things to say. This realm is a realm of sayings. We have many things to say, but you are dull of hearing. You are what? Dull of hearing. You can't bear what we need to say concerning this high priest. May we not be dull of hearing. Yes, please go back to chapter 2. So for both he that sanctified, to be sanctified, you must have lived by faith. You must have lived out the faith that is in our Lord Jesus Christ. That is the next meal for you to take after milk. After milk, you must take the faith that is in our Lord Jesus Christ. It is by that you are sanctified. And you are not sanctified except you obey it. Say, seeing that you have purified your souls in obeying the truth unto the unfeigned love of the brethren, see that you love one another with a pure heart, fervently. 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 I discovered that this realm, what they will be speaking to us is actually love at a high level. Loving one another and loving God. He said, if you cannot love your brother that you see, how can you love God that you cannot see? Now, what will determine whether you will be saved is your ability to love God. Loving God is loving the standards of God. Is loving God's judgment. They are very high, but you must love it. You love righteousness and hated iniquity. He loved the standards that God gave to him. This is how to live. You must die for the ungodly. It's not a good thing to do. For scarcely for a righteous man we won't die. But the Lord said, God, his father told him, it is a condition for resurrection. It's a condition for perfection. You must die for those who don't love you. You know he died for Pilate. You know he died for Caiaphas. You know he died for the thieves, even the one that didn't acknowledge him. You know he died for the Roman soldier that pierced his body. If that soldier comes and lay hold on faith, he will be quickened. Hallelujah. Verse 10, for it became him, yes, for whom are all things and by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory, to make the captain of their salvation perfect through sufferings. Yes. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified are all of one. For which cause is not ashamed to call them brethren. Who are the brethren? Those who have been sanctified. Those who have used faith that is in him to become sanctified, to be made holy. They are his brethren. He's not ashamed to call them brethren. So when they have now become brethren, they are ready for another declaration. Hallelujah. Saying, I will declare thy name unto my brethren. Who are my brethren? Those who have been sanctified. Those who have used faith. They are the ones who can hear the declaration of the name of the Father. And the name of the Father is salvation. I will declare thy name unto my brethren. In the midst of the church will I sing praise unto thee. I will declare your name, the Father's name. The Father's name is the Father's person. You know, he became the brightness of his glory, the express image of his person. He inherited the Father's name. You know, he said it. He said, he got a new name. He said, I will declare it to my brethren. I will declare it to those. That is what God wants to be doing, is doing in our days. We are entering the time of the declaration of the name of the Father. We have heard the declaration of the name of this of Christ. And that declaration has raised a stature, able to bear. Because you must be able to bear it. I said something. These times that we are in is the hour of mercy. Because what will be declared to us are things that are beyond man, that man in his own strength cannot obey. So we need mercy. We need mercy because our salvation depends on how we obey what is being declared. We must obey it. As we obeyed Christ, we must obey this declaration. Declaring the name of the Father is the publishing of salvation. I will declare your name to my brethren. My brethren are those who have been sanctified. They are ready for me to publish salvation to us. Don't forget, he said it in chapter 2. If we will not, what? How can we escape if we neglect so great salvation? So great salvation is meant for brethren who have been sanctified. Let's quickly go to chapter 3. I will round up now. As the Holy Ghost said, today, if you will hear his voice, harden not your heart. Hey, God will help us. It is easy to harden your heart when you hear his voice, because his voice is communicating to you his name. His voice is communicating to you his ways. Hallelujah. His voice will communicate to you the judgment of the Father. The Father loved the Son that he committed all judgments to him. Those judgments will come against your arrangements, but you must not harden. You know why you want to harden your heart? Is a coming neutralizing you. Those judgments will neutralize you because they want to give you another nature, and that nature comes by declaration of judgments of the Father, things that made up the nature of the Father. Wherefore, as the Holy Ghost said, today, if you will. He says if, which means it's not everybody that hears the voice. If you will hear his voice, harden not your hearts, as in the provocation, in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Wherefore I was grieved with that generation, and said, they do always err in their heart, and they have not known my ways. You see, this declaration is supposed to make you to know his ways. It's a communication of ways to you. Hallelujah. Ways and thoughts, they are the things that make up a man. You have your ways, lower and contrary to God's ways. So when his voice comes, he comes to communicate God's own ways to you. And those ways, they are very, very foolish to us. Those ways, they are meant to bring us down. Bring us down, and I mean to convert us, to be low, to be meek, to be little. You know, early in the year, as we were entering into the year, we had one meeting and Pastor Thompson was ministering. No, I have a way I listen to messages. I always like to be alert. Because when messages are coming, transactions are happening. A lot of things I learned, I got them by hearing. So that when I'm reading Bible, it comes alive. But I begin to see pictures where messages are going on. So I always like to be alert. I can chew gum, I can eat biscuit, so I can catch what is being said. So Pastor Thompson was ministering in Lekki. One of those Wednesdays. He was talking about the stature of meekness. That is a status in the spirit. You know, he was just talking. I just saw in my heart, I saw a depression. That depression means, to me, the way I understood it, is that there is a measure, a height of meekness I need to gain that I've not gotten. He was ministering, didn't even know what was, but there was a transaction going on between me and God's spirit. I just saw like a depression of meekness. You know, the Bible says you should walk worthy of your vocation with all lowliness and all, which means there are levels of meekness. So the Lord was showing me something that in my soul I still need to come up in meekness. So I saw that depression. I felt very bad. How will I come up? How will a stature of meekness arise? Stature of meekness. Meekness here is not enough for this, for the thing God wants to do now. So I have to start praying. Lord, I need to be exalted in that area. Exaltation is going down. But I got that from ministration, from speakings. He was talking about meekness, not knowing what the Spirit of God was doing in my heart by just listening. So don't joke with preaching. Transactions take place. A lot of things happen. You, at times when ministration is going, your eyes are opening. You are seeing beyond what the preacher is saying. God is addressing your situation. He's addressing your case. This area. At times you see vision. Understanding you, but areas of your life have been treated just by words being spoken. It shows you that those words are not mere words. They are balms, treatments, healings going on. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So he said, so I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter. You know, Pastor was talking about rest. That Jesus Christ, the position he was a saved man, is a man who has entered into rest. When you see Jesus, that makeup, that configuration is a configuration of rest. That is why he's able to sit on the right hand. Now, how did he get there? If they are showing us the way, this is the way. When you hear his voice, harden not your heart. When you harden your heart, you are denying yourself of rest. You will be disqualified from entering rest. Rest is actually a complete inheritance. Inheriting all of God that makes you an entity of rest. And what makes you able, what configures you to that entity, is the fact that words have been spoken to you. And you, as you are hearing words, you are obeying. Take it therefore, brethren, lest there be in any of you an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God. When we say departing from the living God, you will think is you stop coming to church. No, you can be coming to church and you have departed. You know how you depart? When you turn your back on what is being spoken. What you talk? So I can be in church and be dancing and be singing. I can even be preaching. and I have departed. You know why? I'm not taking heed to what is being spoken. I'm hardening my heart against what is being spoken. I am departing from the living God. Departure is not absence of activities. Departure is refusing to hearken to what is being spoken. You know, there are times some commandments will come to you. Oh, high, oh, high. Oh, high, it's very high. You carry it. I nurture, I carry it. Oluwa, Oluwa, Rami, Lord, I want to do this thing. Help me. I want to do it. Oh, help me. I will begin to pray. At times, I will bind Satan. Everything that is preventing me from obeying this thing, and if you, I break your hold, I must do it. Because my life is dependent on it. Rest is dependent on it. Salvation is dependent on it. Hallelujah. Once you stop obeying, you are departing. Don't joke. Once you stop obeying, you are departing. At times we compromise, we analyze, we do a lot of things to what is being spoken. You don't know that you are departing. Attitude towards words must change. The Bible says they could not endure that which was commanded. That is when they heard voices on the mount that was burning with fire and darkness and smoke. They said they ran away. They could not endure that which was commanded. That is, those voices were supposed to communicate to them commandments that they will obey. I think I should stop here. If you didn't hear anything, hear it. Your attitude towards must change. Salvation is dependent on what you do with what you hear. Number one, you must hear. When you hear, you must do what you hear. It is in doing what you hear that you inherit, that you are blessed. Blessing is that inheritance. When you inherit salvation, then you have been blessed. When you don't inherit by not doing, you are not blessed. Hallelujah. It is as serious as that. From today on, God will help our heart. Hey, these words can be as simple as, don't say this to your husband again. It can be as simple as, don't treat your wife like this again. It can be as simple as, that's your sister. Love her. And your sister might be naughty. Did you hear what I said? Your sister might be naughty. And then the word will say, love her. And you begin to give excuse. This my sister is too naughty. God, can't you see? I tell myself, when the devil comes, the devil will come and help you not to obey. By bringing the things that your sister has done over time. You know what I do? I say the instruction is that I should love her. And the Lord knew that before he said, love her. Love her. At times before somebody does a thing, the Lord would have given instruction ahead. Make sure you love that person. Now when I hear such commandments, I know I'm in trouble. Because that person will torment my soul. But the instruction has gone before the torment starts. And your salvation is... You know what I discovered? I say God is wanting us to begin to love the way he loves. Go beyond the shortcoming of your brother. Go beyond the shortcoming of your sister and love. You are loving like God. Because he he demonstrated his love towards us. In that when we were yet what? Sinners. Christ died. He died. So when he wants to raise you, he will begin to tell you to love that your brother that is very naughty. He honestly is naughty. Did you hear what I say? Honestly, he has been proven to be naughty. But the instruction is love him. The instruction is love her. Now you have to be skillful in keeping those words. You have heard his voice. His voice says love her. His voice says love him. Now you need to begin to ask God ways that you will love your brother, you will love your sister.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, thank you, Jesus. For he that will enter life must keep my commandments.
Mm.
For my commandment is life everlasting.
Mm.
My commandment is life everlasting. Hey, who is he that will conquer? Who is he that will have life? Who is he that will come into perfection? Who is he that loveth my life? Who is he that loveth my life? You must keep my instruction. You must keep my instruction. You must keep my instruction. It's being communicated even in the place of my word. Even in the place of my word. If you despise my instruction, you are despising my life.
Yes.
And you are also despising my glory.
Mm.
You are despising my honor.
Mm.
You are despising my honor. You are despising my honor. I will honor him that honor me. And how you honor me is when you keep my words. When you keep my instruction. He that despised my instruction despised glory, despised victory, despised even eternal life. Even eternal life. For our lives are packets of instructions. Packets of instruction. That anyone that will do it will eventually arrive on the throne. On the throne. Oh, those who will sit on the throne are those who keep little instructions. Instruction that can be neglected. Little instruction that can be neglected. As you keep it little here, a little there, a little here, a little there, you will sit even on the throne.
See. Hallelujah. The Amen. Thank you.
We believe you've heard the voice of the Lord by virtue of the words that has come unto you. Why don't you make it a date with us in any of our meetings? You can join us on Wednesdays for special teaching with Reverend Busuyi Olabode by 5 p.m. and Sundays by 8 a.m. at Eternal Life Embassy, 175 Adeyemi College Road beside Mercyland Hospital, Ondo. For more information, please call 0806-509-8130 or 0703-395-8818 or visit our website www.fmli.org. Remain blessed.